Well, good morning, everyone, and happy first day of the feast. It's really a privilege to be able to speak before God's people, and it's a rather large responsibility. But here I am. And this is a very special time for all of us, for all of God's people. We've come before our Lord God to rejoice, to fellowship before Him, and to have the same mind as Him. And you know that our God, His mind is the mind of a giver. He is the author of give. He's the author of the give way of life. And we always read this particular scripture for an offertory because we should. And this is Deuteronomy 16, verses 16 and 17. These are our marching orders. Three times in a year shall all your males appear before the Lord your God in the place which he shall choose. Kentucky. In the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and in the Feast of Weeks, and in the Feast of Tabernacles, that's where we are right now. And they shall not appear before the Lord empty. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord your God, which he has given you. You notice the give, there's a lot of give in there. Now if you look at the word not empty, it actually can mean in vain or without a cause. So we shouldn't come before our Father without a cause on this day. And our cause is to give. Now if you look at Young's literal translation of verse 17, it reads, each according to the gift of his hand, according to the blessing of the Eternal, your God, which he has given to you. So it is a gift of the hand. It's something active that we do. And we are commanded to come here today to say thank you to our dad. And we do this by giving back to him a portion of the blessing that he has given to us, so that he will have money in his coffers to do his work. Now, he doesn't need that money. You know very well that he could rain down bars of gold from heaven if that was the easy way, and that is the easy way. But he wants to teach us a lesson. He is building a temple, and we are contributing to that temple today. Just like in the old times, the people would contribute to the offering to build the temple, we're doing that today, but we're building a different temple. It's a temple under his direction, and it's a temple that will not pass away. You can turn to Haggai 2, and we'll read verses 8 and 9. Haggai 2. I think Mr. Pippi stole Haggai from my Bible. Oh, no, there it is. Okay. He thought I was going to steal some of the scriptures. Okay, there we read in verse 8 of Haggai 2, the silver is mine and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord God of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, says the Lord of hosts. So we're here giving an offering to build a temple. And it's a spiritual temple. It's a temple fashioned by using the members as the building blocks. And the money collected today is to help the physical aspects of that temple. But more important, the reason why we give is to build the spiritual temple. It's a matter of saying thank you. And when you were little, your parents would be over you, and somebody would give you something, and what was the first thing they would tell you to do? Say thank you. Say thank you. Say thank you. This is what God's telling us today. He's saying to us, say thank you. He doesn't say how big to say thank you or how hard to say thank you. He says you have to say thank you because you received something. It's all about gratitude, brethren. This is Satan's world, and it's a way of get. Gratitude has no place in Satan's world. Ingratitude is what's rampant today. It's a give us what we can get now, no matter what the cost mentality. It is my entitlement. It is my right. Doesn't mean whether I earned it. Just give it to me. This is the attitude of the world today. How many times do you hear the word thank you? Now, honestly, the only time I hear it is when I hold the door open for somebody, and they'll say thank you. But many times, people just expect it as it's just part of life. Just give it to me. I don't need to say thank you. Yes, we live in a world of entitlements. I'm so sick of that word. We're not entitled to anything. God gave us everything, and we're only entitled. We're only have what we have is because He gave it to us, not that we earned it or we are entitled to it. So we look at this word gratitude. How do we show gratitude toward our God? Well, there's a poignant example that Christ left us in the Gospel of Luke. Let's turn there and read it. Luke 17, verses 11 through 19. This is the story of the 10 lepers. I'm going to read this in the New American Standard Bible. While he was on the way to Jerusalem, he was passing between Samaria and Galilee. And he entered a village. As he entered the village, 10 leprous men who stood at a distance met him. And they had to stand at a distance. That was the law. And they raised their voices, saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And he saw them, and he said to them, go and show yourselves to the priest. And he was following the law. And as they were going, they were cleansed. Now one of them, when he saw that he had been healed, turned back, glorifying God with a loud voice. And he fell on his face at his feet, giving thanks to him. And he was a Samaritan, which implies that the other nine were Jews. And Jesus answered and said, were not 10 cleansed? But the nine, where are they? Was no one found who returned to God, give glory to God, except this foreigner? And he said to him, stand up and go, your faith has made you well. So gratitude and faith go together. Now, you know, leprosy is a heinous disease. Now, the leprosy that we're familiar with is different from the one that is in the Bible, but regardless, it's still a disease that you don't want to get. And the main thing is that it separated you from society. You know, you had no social life once you got leprosy. So we had 10 lepers and a tithe returned to God to say thanks. Just a tithe. And on top of that, it wasn't even a Jew who returned thanks. It was a Samaritan. How do we know he was sincere in his thanks? He fell to his face. So today's offering, we give today, gift of our hand, and it's interconnected with our faith and our gratitude to our Father. By giving your offering today, you show your faith and your gratitude as you say thanks to Dad. Today's offertory music will be Queen of Sheba by Handel, a violin duet by Jonathan Gardner and Rochella Gardner.